Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invite you to Meet the Meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's Thursday, and Peggy Meek and her girlfriend Jill are sitting on the front porch of a little white house with the green shutters. Jill, it seems, is talking to a very unattentive Peggy.
Boy, it's just strictly from hunger, huh, Peg? If you ask me, they ought to eliminate Thursdays during spring vacation. There's nothing worse than a Thursday with nothing to do. Unless it's a Wednesday with nothing to do. Hey, Peggy, do you have to look at that catalog?
What? Oh, golly, Jill, I'm sorry, but I was absolutely engrossed.
Engrossed? In a seed catalog?
Oh, this is different. Just listen to the super offer they've got. I'll read it to you. Big opportunity. Sell only 2,000 10-cent packs of Fuss and Coddles assorted garden seeds and win a beautiful tandem bicycle.
Oh, boy! Use your leisure time to advantage.
Orders accepted only from reliable individuals over 21. Prompt delivery of seeds upon receipt of a tax coupon contract.
Hey, a tandem bicycle. And a bicycle built for two.
Boy, we sure got that leisure time part of it.
Sure.
And it's spring, and there must be just hundreds of people in Civic Center ready to plant gardens.
Oh, yeah. And the seed packages are only a dime apiece, and...
Peggy, did the ad say you had to be over 21?
Uh-huh. We can fix that. It's simple.
Oh, fine. You mean you and I age overnight. Ha, ha, ha. It's a sin.
No, silly. I'll just sign Mother's name. Mrs. Agatha Meek. You wouldn't mind.
Come on, Jill. First, I'll tear out the coupon. And now we'll go over to your house and type up the envelope and mail it right away.
Okay. Only I hope selling seeds is easier than planting them. And Peggy, do I get to ride in the front seat or the back seat of the tandem bicycle?
Oh, brother, spring is came, hey, Aggie?
Ain't the invigorating, Morty?
No!
Oh, my gracious, it's you, Louie. I thought it was a shaggy old bear coming out of his cave after hibernation.
Oh, now, Mortimer, you know spring always makes Louie ambitious.
Oh, certainly, dear. Last spring, Louie got up enough ambition to hang up our hammock so he could sleep in it all summer.
Sure, nothing like sleeping. Hey, now that ain't fair. Besides, this spring, I'm going to ride my bicycle for exercise. And it's about time you fixed it, too, Morty.
I fixed it? Well, it was all right when I put it away last fall.
Oh, yeah, I know. But this year, I need an extra seat added for my girlfriend. You know, like a tandem bike.
Look, Louie, that bicycle's under enough strain with just you on it.
Now, look at here, Morty.
Oh, boy, stop bickering. Answer the phone, Mortimer, please.
Yes, dear, yes. Extra seat on a bike.
Well, I just don't understand why we can't all cooperate.
What she expected a sparring partner like Louie living with it. Hello?
Big Barker.
Oh, hello, boss. Lovely day out, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I haven't time for foolishness.
Oh.
Listen, Big, as you probably know, I was elected president of the Civic Center Garden Club yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Bertie, tells me it's the custom of the club for the incoming president to give some worthwhile, outstanding gift to the benefit of Civic Center.
Oh, well, what worthwhile, outstanding gift are you giving, Mr. Barker? He said obediently.
Big, I've just had a wonderful idea. I'm going to donate the vacant lot we have next door to my factory for a community garden. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that'd be very improving, Mr. Barker.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, listen. I'm putting you in full charge of getting into jail for the factory and cleaning up the lot.
Cleaning up the lot.
I'll put a story in the Gazette about it Monday night. And I'll give it to the garden club officially Tuesday at the banquet in my honor.
Banquet in your honor.
Right. So we have to work fast. Now, I'm counting on you. Don't fail me. Clean up that lot. Signed, agriculturally yours, Barker.
Agriculture, you. Now I'm a vacant lot scavenger.
That must have been Barker, Morty. You got that worried look on your face.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right, Louis.
What did Mr. Barker want now, Mortimer?
Well, because he was elected president of the garden club, he's decided to donate the vacant lot next to the factory for a community garden. And I'm in charge of the cleanup, he said.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Mortimer, I have a wonderful idea.
Oh, my gracious. You too, Agatha.
I've been looking through Fox and Cottle's seed catalog here. And I think I'll send in one of their coupons and order some delphinium and some asters to border that vacant lot. After all, I belong to the garden club, too.
Yeah, I suppose it might help a little.
Sure. That'd be real archer.
Why, of course it would. I'll go right in the house and do it now. If I get the coupon off right away, he should be here by Monday.
Gee, my gracious.
What's the matter, Morty? You sick or something?
Oh, no, Louie, but it never fails. About this time of year, everybody else gets the spring, and I end up with the fever.
Well, finally, the merry month of May is here. The month of flowers and sunshine and May baskets. Now, I'm going to tell you about a May basket that comes to the table. And, believe it or not, it's made of bread. Here's how it's put together. First, trim the crust off slices of bread and brush each slice thoroughly with melted all-sweet margarine. Then, press the bread firmly into muffin tins and bake in the oven until crisp and golden. Now, when you take them out of the oven, those slices of bread will be in little basket shapes, just waiting to be filled with fresh peas and a cream sauce. Don't forget to use easy blending all-sweet in that sauce, too. Its delicate natural flavor will make it the best-tasting sauce you've ever whipped up. Yes, it's no wonder all-sweet flavor is so famous. There's nothing artificial about it, for it comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk. Yes, when you want an all-around table spread that's tops in taste and nutrition, remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Ah, Aggie. Y'all did yourself on that breakfast this morning. What a way to start the week.
Oh, golly, a spring vacation ever wonderful. Imagine eating breakfast on Monday morning and being happy.
Spring vacation. Missy, that reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah, well, do you like it better this time than you did before?
Hey, now, wait a minute now, Morty.
Oh, now, Mortimer, let's not start the week off that way.
All right, dear, all right. Anyway, it's time I was leaving for the office. You see, I can't take it easy and still get that vacant lot at the factory cleaned up for Mr. Barker. His contribution to Civic Center, you know. Well, goodbye, dear. I'll be home for lunch as usual.
Oh, one more, please.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mortimer. Oh, wait a minute, Daddy. I'll go with you. I'm meeting Jill downtown. We've got a big project on, too.
Oh.
Let's walk, Daddy, kid.
Yeah.
Too nice to drive. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my. I'm always so happy when spring finally gets here. Aren't you, Louis?
Yeah, Aggie. Not too hot and not too cold. Just right for thinking. I guess I'll lay down here in the sofa and plan the day. Oh, yes, sure. Spring is here.
Oh, my word, the postman already. Oh, now, who is this letter from? Mrs. Agatha Meek from the Fox and Cottle Seed Company. Oh, an answer to the letter I wrote Thursday. They certainly work fast. Dear Mrs. Meek, we are in receipt of your coupon and wish to advise that your order for seeds has already been shipped and should arrive about the time you receive this letter. Oh, that's nice. Please be advised that we are also sending you the special award as requested. Our representative will call on you shortly. Sincerely, Phineas Fossentottle, President. Special award? Representative? Well, what in the world does he mean? Louis?
Joe Morgan.
Louis, I'm going across the street to show this letter to Mrs. Donovan. I think the seed company made a mistake.
You mean you woke me up for that? After all, sis, what's a seed company? Just a bunch of little sprouts trying to be big potatoes.
Big business requisition. Who is it?
Oh, this is Mortimer Meek, Mr. Barker.
Well, speak up, Meek. Time is valuable.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to tell you I received word that three flat cars have arrived down in the yard with that steel we've been waiting for.
What? Wonderful! We can get production started at once.
Yes, I know. Well, how do you want the steel stored?
Meek, for heaven's sake, do I have to tell you everything? You have a bargain company manual, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Barker.
Well, store it as prescribed in the manual. Then you can't go wrong. I wrote it myself.
Mm.
Oh, and Meek, what about the vacant lot? You know, God's project.
Well, there should be a crew on it now from the cleanup department, Mr. Barker.
Lock them up, Meek. Get it done. If I fail to produce that lot, my reputation won't be worth a plug nickel.
Yes.
Or yours. And it all, signed, unflinchingly yours, Parker.
Yes. And I'll notify the supply department.
This is the supply department. Hazel speaking.
Yes, well, Hazel, about that steel. Mr. Barker wants it stored as outlined in the Barker & Company manual.
Okay, Mr. Meek. Don't worry about a thing. We do things right at this end.
Yes, I know, Hazel. And Mr. Barker does things right at his end. But me, I'm right in the middle.
Okay. Keep your shirt on. I'm coming. Yeah?
Howdy, boy. I'm from the space office. Got a 2-seater bicycle for this address. For 2 people. Sign here.
2-seater bike? Oh, good old soft-hearted soft-headed Morty. He went and bought me the tandem bike instead of fixing the old one. Hey, give me that receipt. Okay, all signed. Now, where's the bike? I'm going to try it out right now.
Louis, for heaven's sake, he's not on the sofa. Oh, dear, now I'll have to run to the store. That can be. Just a minute.
Howdy, sis. Miss Agnes and me?
Yes?
Howdy. I'm from the express office. Got some seeds for you out in the truck.
Oh, fine. Could you just leave them on the porch? I have to go to the store.
Yeah, sure could. Just stand for them right here. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got to run, and maybe it'd be better if you put the seeds in the mailbox until I get back.
Yeah, all right, Miss Meek. I'll put them in the greens with a clear green. Put them in the mailbox.
Oh,
sure. That Miss Meek's a great kidder. Imagine me stuffing 2,000 packs of seeds in a mailbox.
Charlie, Peggy, have you figured out what you're going to tell your mother about those 2,000 packs of seeds when they get there?
Dear, will you stop saying that? Let's just go home, wait for the seeds, and then you'll tell her. She'll understand.
Uh-oh. Peggy, do you see what I see?
Hmm? Where?
There in your front porch.
The seeds!
Like you said, boxes and boxes of seeds.
Jill, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Johnny, are we lucky? We can get started selling right away. Mother must not be home. They must have left the seeds out on the porch.
Oh, what do we do now?
We'll take the seeds across the street to your house, and then we'll make up a list of prospective customers.
Oh, golly. I didn't realize how much 2,000 packs of seeds was.
Peg, have you stopped to think if we can't sell these things, we're going to be up to our necks in seeds?
Our necks. Peggy, I'm suddenly very unhappy.
I don't see my seeds anywhere. Not in the mailbox either.
Good morning.
Oh,
Mrs. Meek, I presume.
Why, yes.
Well, Mrs. Meek, my name is Shumway. George Shumway.
Oh,
I represent the Fox & Cotton Seed Company, and I just checked with the express office, and I find that you've received your seeds, and so my congratulations.
Well, I was just wondering about...
Oh, have no fear, Mrs. Meek. They'll sell like hotcakes. Yes, you'll just be surprised how fast 2,000 packs of seeds will go.
2,000 packs of seeds?
Yes, and Mrs. Meek, tell me, how do you like the tandem bicycle? Isn't it just a gym dandy?
Tandem bicycle? But, Mr. Shumway, I have received a thing from your company.
Oh, now, Mrs. Meek, permit me. I have checked with the express company, and the 2,000 packs of garden seeds and the tandem bicycle have been delivered. That I know, because I believe this receipt for the seeds bears your signature, does it not?
Well, yes, it does. But there's been a horrible mistake. 2,000... But really, I'll just have to return them when I sign them.
Mrs. Meek, didn't you sign one of our coupon contracts?
Why, yes, I signed something, but I...
And Mrs. Meek, did you read on the contract where it said no seeds may be returned?
What? No returns?
We are not a department store, Mrs. Meek. What you do with the tandem bicycle and the seeds is entirely your problem. However, I shall give you until tomorrow, Tuesday.
Until tomorrow for what?
Which time I shall return with a bill. Now, let me see, 2,000 packs of seeds, just 10 cents a pack. Yes, Mrs. Meek, a bill for $200.
Return with a bill for $200. Mm-hmm. For $200?
And Mrs. Meek, the Fontencottle Seed Company dislikes lawsuits, but there is justice in the land.
Lawsuits? But Mr. Shumway,
I... Hey, Aggie, how do you like the place? Some class, eh?
Oh, no.
Well, Mrs. Meek, I see the bicycle. The risk is yours, of course. But I should tell you that Fossencottle's intended it for use by humans and not performing bears.
Huh?
Well, I must go, so good day, and I shall be around tomorrow.
Hey, Aggie, what's that guy in the huff about?
Oh, Louie, how could you?
Huh? What an idiot.
If you'd wanted the bicycle so badly, you might have asked for it.
Look, sis, what are you talking about? Didn't you and Morty buy this?
Louis, didn't you order it?
No. I thought it was a gift.
Mother!
Yes, Peggy, aren't you a subject?
Louis, get off. I'll
attend the bicycle. Louis, get off Peggy's bicycle. Peggy Meek, you get right across the street here this very minute.
Yes, Mother.
Oh,
I don't think I'm
going to
enjoy this.
You mean this ain't my bicycle?
Hello, Mother. Oh, hi, Mrs. Meek. It's Mrs.
Peggy, you know about this bicycle?
For sure, but I didn't think they'd send it until we'd sold the seed.
Peggy, do you mean you get this bicycle for selling 2,000 packs of garden seed?
Uh-huh. But how did you know?
Oh, brother.
Peggy, do you realize that your father's going to have to pay the seed company by tomorrow?
By tomorrow?
By tomorrow, when the bill is $200.
$200? Oh, no. What will Daddy do?
Oh, I don't know. But I don't think I want to be around when he does it.
Gracious, what a mess. Oh, Peggy, how could you?
You kids have got to sell these seats before tomorrow. I'm in a jam, too.
Uncle Louie, how could you be in a jam?
I got a date with Gert for tomorrow night to go riding on a tandem bike. Hiya, Mr. Weigel. Say, what's wrong with you? You look kind of dopey.
Pardon me, Louie. Good morning. My, this spring weather's certainly getting me down.
Say, what you need is a little snack. How about a cup of coffee and some of Aggie's nice, fresh coffee cake spread with all sweet? That would fizz you up.
Well, if it doesn't, I don't know what will. You know, Louie, there's 3,300 units of good food energy in every pound of all sweet, and it's... Oh, dear, what was I saying?
You were saying that all sweet margarine has lots of good food energy. And Aggie's always saying that everyone should get plenty of food energy in the spring when you ain't got no appetite. And that... Oh, what a horrible thing to say. No appetite.
Well, Mrs. Meek is absolutely right, Lori, doing this spring weather when... Oh, spring weather when... Oh, dear.
Yeah, and don't all sweet have a bunch of vitamin A in it, too?
It certainly has. Every pound of all sweet is fortified with 15,000 units of vitamin A. And the amount never varies summer or winter, spring or... spring. Spring. Delicate.
Yeah, that delicate, natural flavor of all sweet is something to talk about, all right. But me? I like to do more than talk about all sweet. Now you take a stack of Aggie's pancakes... Spread all sweet on each and every one of them, both sides. Pour some of Uncle John's maple syrup on them. Hey, I'm making myself hungry. I think I'll build myself a little snack.
Well, you do, Louie. I think I'll indulge in one of your other favorite pastimes and catch myself a little nap. Oh.
Now, this is silly. We've been sitting around here staring at each other when all the time we could have been selling those seeds.
Sure, Aggie. The kids give up too easy.
But gee, Mother, how can we ever sell 2,000 packs of garden seeds by tomorrow?
Well, we can't find out by just sitting here and being doleful. Now, here's my plan. Peggy, you and Jill go over to her house and get on the phone and call everyone you know. And Louie and I'll call all our friends from here.
Okay, Mother. Cross your fingers. And Mr. Lee.
Yeah, Josie?
Would you mind putting a certain two-seated contraption in your garage? Suddenly, I can't stand the sight of tandem bicycles.
But golly, Charles, just think of the terrific tan you can get working in a garden. What? Oh, you've got a sun lamp. But Elmer, why don't you buy some seeds and plant a garden? Maybe working in a garden makes you grow taller. And then you wouldn't have to ask me to wear low heels all the time. What? Oh, gonna walk on your tiptoes?
Mortimer Reed speaking.
Mr. Meeks, this is Hazel in the supply department.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that we have the steel unloaded as prescribed in the Barker & Company manual.
Oh, well, that's fine. And Hazel.
Yes, Mr. Meeks.
I know this sounds silly, but I've forgotten where the Barker manual says to store steel.
That don't sound silly, Mr. Meek. We had to look it up to make sure, too.
Yes.
But it's stored in the right place now. All those cars.
Yeah, well, fine. Where?
On the vacant lot next door. Goodbye, Mr. Meek.
Safely stored in the vacant lot and they can get you. Would you? Oh, no. Hazel! Hazel! What could Hazel do? What can I do? Answer the phone, I guess. Hello.
Meeks! Do you know what is piling high on the lot I'm supposed to donate to the city at the Garden Club?
What, Mr. Barker? He said, knowing full well.
Steel. Tons and tons of steel. Enough steel to last Barker & Company a year. Meeks, don't you have an ounce of sense in that empty head of yours?
No.
I told you to draw that steel prescribed in the Barker & Company manual.
But, Mr. Barker, the vacant lot is the official storage space. It's in the manual, and you wrote it.
Oh, so you're trying to shift the blame on me? Exception to everything.
Exception.
And me, so help me, will the exception to the human race. Oh, I'm going to be the laughing stock of the Civic Center. I can just see the story in the paper tonight. But I won't be able to show my face at my own honorary banquet tomorrow.
Honorary banquet tomorrow.
And you know what I'm going to do to you, Meek?
Fire me.
Oh, no, Meek. I'm keeping you. But by the time I'm done with you, Meek, you'll wish I had fired you. You'll be begging me to fire you. Signed, anticipatingly yours, Barker.
My gracious. Mr. Barker should change the name of the company and make it Barker & Company, Manufacturers of Mental Anguish.
Well, Peggy?
Darling, Mother, it's worse than I thought.
No sale.
No sale. Not even a nibble.
Oh, this is terrible. Why, even Marjorie Smith, who always has a huge garden, didn't want any seeds.
I guess I'm the only one that even got any promises.
Uncle Louie, you did? Who promised?
Oh, Doc Furmish. He wants 2 packages of cabbage seeds to match his head, I guess.
Gee, 1,998 packs doesn't sound much less than 2,000 packs of seeds, does it?
Oh, it doesn't sound any less.
Come to think of it, neither does $199.80.
Oh, I tremble to think of what your father's going to say when he hears of this.
Oh, you'll find out pretty soon, Aggie. Here he comes now.
Hello, Aggie. Peggy.
Dear.
Louis.
Why, Mortimer, why in the world do you have such a long face?
You all have to know sometime. I told you that Mr. Barker was going to donate the vacant lot next to the factory as his gift to the Civic Center Garden Club.
Yes?
Well, we received 3 flat cars loaded with steel today, and on my order, inadvertently, mind you, the whole shipment was stored on the vacant lot.
Oh, I think I hear my mother calling.
Oh, brother, 3 flat cars of steel.
Oh, Mortimer.
Oh, Mortimer's right. Mr. Barker put a story in the paper about donating the lot, and his wife's been telling everybody about what a wonderful surprise gift he's giving. And he's supposed to give a speech presenting it tomorrow. And now he doesn't have a vacant lot to give.
Oh, Mortimer, and I thought our problem was the only problem we had.
Yeah, our problem was the only problem we had. Your problem? It's Agatha. Don't tell me something's going wrong at home, too.
What? Golly, Mother, maybe you better let me tell it.
Oh, my gracious. Well, let's hear it.
Oh, I'm sure I hear my mother calling. Well, Jill and I ordered 2,000 packs of garden seeds to sell so we could win a tandem bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Only we signed Mother's name.
Uh-huh. For added dignity, Mr. Meek. And Mother signed for them. The seeds, I mean.
And the man from the seed company was hearing he's coming back for the $200 tomorrow.
Yeah, be back for the $200 tomorrow. You're coming back for $200.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so sorry.
It's all my fault, really.
Oh, my goodness. Well, have you been able to sell any of the 2,000 packs you see?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. How many?
2.
2, sir. Ah, oh, well, if I can only think of a way. Just a way. Peggy, hold everything. Don't sell another pack. Don't sell another sheet.
What? Oh, Daddy, you're not serious.
No, I've never been more serious in my life. I'll be back in half an hour. I'm going to do some planting myself in the Gazette.
Hello,
Mortimer?
Yeah, Morty, what happened?
Oh, please. I've been busy persuading the editor of the Gazette that a story in tonight's paper about a certain individual was in error.
Mortimer, not Mr. Barker's story.
Oh, golly, Daddy, are you sure you didn't make it worse?
Well, that's what I don't know for sure, but the paper should be here soon, and shortly thereafter, I believe we'll find out.
Oh, Mortimer, perhaps you should have left well enough alone. I mean, bad enough.
Mr. Meek, are you sure you don't want Peggy and me to start selling seeds again?
Oh, Daddy, the paper boy. He's crossing the street. I'll get it.
Here. If I missed on this, Mr. Barker will plant me instead of the seed.
Hey, it's on the front page.
Well, read it, Peggy, quickly. Okay.
Munificent gift by Walter Barker. Walter Barker, president of Barker & Company, and newly elected president of the Civic Center Garden Club, today donated 1,998 packs of assorted garden seeds to the Civic Center Youth League.
Yeah, donation without the knowledge of the donor.
Civic leaders hailed Mr. Barker's move as being one of the most useful gifts in years. When asked for comment, Mr. Barker said that his heart has always gone out to children.
Oh, ain't science wonderful? Imagine a guy's heart going out when he ain't even got one.
I think it's lovely, Mortimer. Why didn't you tell us you'd seen Mr. Barker?
Well, it's very simple, dear, because I haven't.
Oh, well, that explains it. Mortimer, you didn't see Mr. Barker.
No.
What's his story?
Daddy, how do you know he said those wonderful things then?
He didn't. I said it for him.
What?
Hey, Morty. You nuts or something? You must really want to get fired and massacred at the same time.
Oh, Mortimer, I thought that article didn't sound like anything Mr. Barker would say.
Oh, golly, Daddy.
Yeah. I'll answer it. I'd know that ring anywhere.
We're behind you, Daddy. And I'm behind them.
Yeah, we're right behind you, Morty.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Big Bye. I've just been talking to the editor of the Gazette.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
He tells me you were the one who whipped that story in the evening paper.
Oh, yes, Mr. Barker, but if you'll only let me explain.
It's too late for explanations.
Too late for explanations.
But it's not too late for congratulations.
Not too late for... Congratulations?
Now, Alex, let's get out of business.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
I don't know how you arrived at that ridiculous figure you used in the story, but where in the world am I going to buy 1,998 packs of garden seeds? By tomorrow.
Well, Mr. Barker, it just so happens that just by sheer coincidence, I happen to have 1,998 packs of assorted garden seeds right here.
What? You mean to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Meek, you've got more shooters than I thought.
Yes.
Okay, bring them over. I'll buy them up. And Meek.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
Confidentially, I'm glad I don't have to give away that vacant lot. I'd hate to have to write the Barker & Company manual over again.
Delicate, natural, truly superb. No, we're not talking about the girl of a young man's dreams. We're talking about the delicate, natural, truly superb flavor of All Sweet Margarine. All Sweet, you know, is a product of America's own farms. Yes, that rich, creamy goodness comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk, plus all the wholesome vegetable oils that can be properly absorbed. There's nothing artificial about the flavor of All Sweet. It's deliciously, delicately natural. That's why it's become America's preferred brand. What's more, Swift & Company, whose business is nutrition, fortifies every pound of All Sweet with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. So you see, All Sweet has lots of food energy, too. In fact, no table spread is richer in food energy. No table spread is more digestible than All Sweet. Try All Sweet soon. It's delicious spread on bread, melting over hot vegetables, and in all recipes that call for shortening. And economical, too. So remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meat. Starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.